Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Donna McLean, Assistant Secretary for Budget and Programs and Chief Financial Officer of the U.S. Department of Transportation. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel, another PwC partner. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Well, Donna, perhaps you could start by giving us an overview of the activities of the Department of Transportation and its different agencies.
Well, the Department of Transportation is, just as it sounds, the department that oversees our modes of transportation. We have 14 individual modes in the department, some that you will might recognize, some you might not. The Federal Highways Administration, so basically we're responsible for pulling in the taxes off the gasoline that you buy and putting it towards concrete and distributing that money to the states, and that's quite a big bit of our budget. FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, where we obviously most people think of FAA as the air traffic controllers who make sure that we fly safely and that they in fact control those planes, and we pretty much have the safest aviation industry in the world, and it's something that we're very proud of. But there's some other modes that you might not realize that we oversee. Coast Guard, right now, is part of the Department of Transportation, and they're responsible, obviously, for the safety in the seas, but also for saving folks if they are at sea and have trouble. And we also have the Merit Administration, and we have the Federal Transit Administration, and several other modes, but that gives you a flavor of what we see.
You have a very interesting title. You're the Assistant Secretary for Budget and Programs and the Chief Financial Officer. That's a mouthful. What are your roles and responsibilities?
Well, let me just say I didn't name I give myself my own title. So it was there before I came to the department. But and lately, I must say, with the issues on the chief financial officers of WorldCom and some of these other organizations, I tend to use right now the Assistant Secretary for Budget and Programs and not happen to mention the CFO part. But at any rate, under my office is both the formulation of the department's budget and also the actual execution of the finances of the department. So we have the accountants under our department as well. That sounds very boring to most people, but the advantage of the department, or being in the department and in the budget area, obviously, is that if anybody needs money, they need to come to us, either to propose for additional money or see if we have any additional money. And so as a result, the budget office gets involved in a lot of issues.
How large is your office, and is it just all accountants, or are there other skill sets?
I've got about 50 folks working for me at the actual department, but then we have a CFO in each of the modes. So there's a CFO at FAA and Highways. And where we set at the department the policy, so the accounting policies, maybe travel policies, how we use credit cards, what you can use credit cards for traveling, and that type of thing. That type of policy is set in my office, as well as the formulation of the budget that DOT sends both to the president and then finalizes it and goes to the Hill. So we have a mix of folks who are more policy accountants, I'd say, and more larger, bigger budget picture folks, where the more detailed folks reside in the modes.
Donna, you've had an interesting career leading up to your current role. Can you tell us a little bit about your career progression?
Actually, right out of graduate school, I graduated from Indiana University. I got my undergraduate in political science there, and then I went on to get a graduate degree in public policy at the School of Public and Environmental Affairs, also called SPIA, at Indiana University. After graduating there, I actually came and worked for the Department of Transportation for the Assistant Secretary for Budget and Programs. So I worked in the office I'm now heading up under the woman who was heading it up at the time, was Kate Moore. And it was a wonderful beginning into government because, like I said earlier, the budget office often has so much exposure to a lot of the policies. It's just not crunching numbers. And I only did aviation. And then I went from there to the Office of Management and Budget. And these were all career positions. I went to the Office of Management and Budget and was the budget examiner for FAA at the time. So I was looking at policy from the executive office of the president. And then from there, I went to the Hill and actually started political position, working for the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, again on aviation policy, and was there for about 6 years. And that was a great, wonderful opportunity to work for Congress. And then I actually went back to a career position, which is a little bit unusual, and I started, I was the CFO at the Federal Aviation Administration. And then from there went back to a political position, which is where I am now, the CFO of the department. So actually this job that I'm in right now is the first time I've had transportation experience beyond aviation. So this last year and a half has been fantastic because it's just really opened my world and my knowledge of transportation. So it's been great.
Let's talk a little bit about that transition from FAA to being CFO of the Department of Transportation. What are some of the differences in working at the agency level versus the department level?
Well, the agency level, obviously, you're a little more concerned as a CFO on budget execution. So, you know, are we paying our bills on time? Are we making sure that at the end of the year we haven't inappropriately spent something? Obviously, there's policy involved as well. When I went to the department as the CFO, it's much more policy oriented and probably more politically influenced. And part of that is because, like I said, I went from a career job to a political job. And so I'm a little more involved in policy, I think, at the department than I was at FAA. But at the same time, FAA has a very strong group of career experts with some phenomenal skills. So when I went to FAA, I was competing, I guess I'd say, for the administrator's time with some just excellent career folks that just had such strong backgrounds. It was a little bit harder for me to push into policy. And that, I think, maybe has less to do with an agency versus a department level and more to do with just the personalities of FAA, you know, at the time that I was working there. There's just some phenomenally dedicated and very smart career folks there.
How about the differences from being a career versus being a political appointee?
I guess, you know, since I, like I said, flip back and forth, I don't really... it's all public policy to me, and everything I have been involved in, I've been fortunate enough to feel like the decisions are made on their merits, whether I'm in a career position or a political position. I am unbelievably honored to work for this president, George Bush. I have so much faith in him, and I'm just thrilled that at this point in my career, I'm able to work for this president. So in that sense, that's just fantastic for me personally. But for my day-to-day decisions, like I said, I think transportation is, unlike some of the other departments, is less political. I mean, we are at the Department of Transportation promoting safety. That doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, you're promoting safety. And as a CFO, I'm very interested in making sure the money we spend is spent wisely and most effectively. And again, I don't think that has a difference between whether or not you're a career person or a political person, or if you're a Republican or a Democrat.
And you've worked on the Hill. How would you contrast your experiences as being in the executive branch and being in the legislative branch?
I think in the legislative branch, you set policies, obviously, when you pass a bill. And sometimes a committee may not pass a bill for, you know, a matter of a year or so, or you might be working on a very large bill and it passes, you know, reauthorization for the Federal Aviation Administration, for instance, may only come along every 4 to 5 years. So you're making policy and you're setting large policy and you're helping the members of Congress, you know, put into law their ideas. But it tends to be on a little bigger picture and on a little longer time horizon. Once you get in the department, I think you're taking those larger picture decisions from the Congress and putting them in place in obviously more detail. So you're setting policy, but it's on a smaller scale and more detailed scale. And so you're diving into really how does the aviation industry work? Really, how does the trucking industry work? And when I make this decision, how does that really affect the industry? And so I think it's a level, a degree of granularity, I guess I'd say.
Do you find that your management skills are the same in both settings, or were there different tools used
based on?
I think in the department, on the Hill, you know, the staffing size is so small on the Hill that even those folks who do have management positions are managing a handful of people. Maybe on the committee level, you're managing, you know, 60 people. But in the department, you can have, you know, you're managing hundreds of people at a time. So I think in any case, communication skills are important. And obviously in the department, while I'm saying I'm doing a lot of policy decision, it's also very fast paced. And so one of the things that is incredibly important is making sure that your staff is up to date on the decisions that are being made so that they can, you know, understand why these decisions are made and not feel like this decision came out of the blue. So I think as much as I can and as much as I can slow down and talk to folks and make sure they feel like they understand what's been happening and why the decisions are made, I think communication is probably key in both places.
That's interesting, but we've got to stop for a break. Come back with us in a few minutes as we continue our conversation with Donna McLean of the Department of Transportation. How does one get a clean opinion? The Department of Transportation just got one, so we'll ask Donna when the Business of Government Hour returns.